Well, it's taken 14 years, but the cast and crew of the PBS staple Ask This Old House finally made it to Delaware, as WHYY's Mark Eichmann explains.
With hammers and saws in hand, the crew of PBS Ask This Old House rolled into Wilmington. This charming home nestled in the Union Park Gardens neighborhood gave the show a chance to cross another state off its list. Wilmington residents Joel Softley and Jane Chesson reached out to the show to get some help with a few repairs around their home.
I feel like we really lucked out. We sent them an email a little while ago asking for some help with some different projects we had around the house, and they contacted us back and said they'd never been to Delaware and would love to come.
Straight up and away. Go. Up.
Armed with tools, lights, cameras, and a monitor, the crew gets to work. Host Kevin O'Connor tackles a child-proofing project.
Well, we're going to keep them out of the nasty stuff, so we're going to lock up the cabinets in the kitchen so they don't get to the things that are typically underneath of the kitchen sink.
Next plumber Richard Trethewey has a project in the bathroom.
Today we are changing out a pedestal sink. The homeowners got here about 7 years ago. They looked down and it has a big crack in it. It didn't leak, but it cracked, and it's the only bathroom, so we thought we'd get them a new pedestal.
All these connections are in a tight little spot to make the faucet.
While Trethewey always makes it look so easy, he says there are some challenges, especially working in a small bathroom with a 7-person crew.
That's the hardest thing, actually.
Whether it's a small bathroom or dark basement, it's the job of senior producer Heath Rosella to figure out how to make it all work.
I oversee all the projects, figure out what stories we want to tell, and help put the camera in the right place, and make sure that we're providing great lessons for people at home.
One lesson viewers will not see on the air is that sometimes the job requires tools or parts that are not on their well-stocked truck. When that happens, Richard turns to homeowner Joel, who is more than willing to be Richard's gopher.
Yep, we went to the store, we got a couple parts that we needed, and basically I'm just kind of helping him along, holding things and just kind of seeing how the inner workings of the whole sink and everything. So it's really interesting process.
The episode featuring the repair work in Wilmington will air later this fall. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.